Welcome back to another episode of TWAT with me, Luminaire. Today I'm going to be talking about VPNs. Again. Today is actually a continuation of my last episode, covering some of the more advanced features and alternate configurations of OpenVPN. So just to recap, VPN, or Virtual Private Network, is a logical connection, which means that two networks appear to be connected together, however there is no direct physical link. All the data that passes over this logical link is encrypted, meaning that all data sent between the two networks is encrypted, and no third party can easily decipher it. Last episode, I told you how to set up a very simple OpenVPN connection using static keys. This setup is easy to get up and running, however, there's the unfortunate lack of PFS, which means that if your key is compromised, all past, present, and future encrypted conversations can now be decrypted. PFS, or perfect forward security, means that a compromise of a key will not allow an attacker to read archived previous messages, nor will it allow the attacker to compromise future messages. For this reason, OpenVPN makes it very easy for you to generate a CA, or certificate authority, which gives you PFS. The first step to creating your own CA is to run the var script in the OpenVPN directory, which will load the needed environmental variables. I thought the leading dot was a typo at first and ignored it, however it is required. The next script cleans out all of the existing infrastructure. That's the ./cleanall script. Only run this command the first time you're creating the CA. The build CA script creates your certificate, which will allow you to create and sign other certificates. It will ask you a series of questions which will personalize the certificate for you. I highly recommend that you fill these out with real values, as some of the values have to be the same across all the certs you create. Of particular importance is the organization name, which has to be the same on all certificates. The common name has to be unique for each client, as it identifies the individual client. A summary of those scripts that you have to run are ./var, with a space in between the dot and the ./, ./cleanall, and ./buildca. All of this is in the show notes, as well as the link included to the how-to on the OpenVPN site. The next command builds a certificate for the server, and signs it with the CA that you created with the above script. That's the ./buildkeyserver/server script. Now you can use the buildkey script to build certificates for each client. They can be named whatever you like. In the example, use ./buildkey/client1, where client1 is the argument. The final command creates the DH parameters. That's the ./buildDH command. Once again, refer to the show notes, which outlines which files need to be copied where and whether they should be considered secret. In order to get connected, you need the server's ca.cert and the client's public and private key on each client. Of course, central management of certificates also involves revoking the certificates you created. If you have a friend or an employee you no longer want to be able to access your network via the VPN connection, you can revoke their certificate using the following commands. Once again, the var script is sourced to populate environmental variables and the other scripts need. You can run the revoke full script to revoke the certificate. So the commands you need for that are ./vars, and then it's ./revoke full, and then the certificate name. So if we were going to revoke the certificate of client 1, it would be revoke-full /client1. In server mode, an OpenVPN server can service multiple clients. This is great for large companies that want to provide a VPN gateway for their remote workers, or all the geeks who want to allow their friends to connect to their networks. There is one drawback that I found, however. Server mode does not play well with dynamic routing protocols at all, meaning you must create static routes to direct traffic from your edge routers to your VPN router. The way around this is to use one client per server, which makes the OpenVPN connection look exactly like a point-to-point leased line. The drawback is that you must run a different OpenVPN daemon for each connection, of course on a different port. You can easily obtain a routing daemon for almost every operating system. In my case, I use Quagga, a free open-source routing daemon suite. I've included my configs that I used as examples for both server mode and the point-to-point mode. I've also commented the configs to point out some of the things that I noticed or found useful. There are several GUI frontends that can be used to control OpenVPN. KVPNC, and I've included the link to that in the show notes, is a great application for KDE that can be configured to control the OpenVPN daemon. OpenVPN Admin, the link to that is also in the show notes, is a GNOME application that does the exact same thing as KVPNC. Where they differ, other than the fact that one was written for KDE and one was written for GNOME, is that KVPNC is a front-end to many VPN applications, whereas OpenVPN Admin is specific to only OpenVPN. I found that although KVPNC works well and successfully allowed me to set up and control a VPN connection, it didn't allow for some of my stranger configurations, such as the point-to-point mode I was using. OpenVPN Admin, on the other hand, has a GUI element for almost every stanza in the config. These options are well organized and laid out, making the program incredibly functional and easy to use. I would highly recommend OpenVPN Admin to anyone looking for a GUI front-end for their VPN clients. The good news is that there are packages for every major distro, and I was able to use OpenVPN Admin even on Kubuntu without any issue. Well, that's all I have to say on OpenVPN. For real this time. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me at salvea@gmail.com. For more information on OpenVPN, check out www.openvpn.net or reference the show notes included. Thanks for listening, and if you have any comments, questions, feedback, suggestions, irritations, rants, please email me. I'm always looking for feedback on how I can improve my episodes. Thank you. Bye-bye.